WTAW News Time is 8:06. It's 63 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. College Station police arrested 7 people overnight on charges that included aggravated robbery and aggravated kidnapping. Officers say the suspects and the victims were involved in drug sales. Allegations include victims being run off the road, hit-and-run crashes, stolen vehicles, and stolen drugs. Arrests were made at the Southgate Village Apartments, where bystanders reported there was a fight involving handguns and one person was being led away at gunpoint. Further details are online at WTAW.com. A College Station woman has been arrested for child abandonment and endangerment. 28-year-old Ebony Wilson was taken to jail after police found her 3-year-old son outside their home twice in a 3-hour period yesterday morning. Police say the second time, Wilson had no explanation for the boy being 2 blocks from home. He was seen playing in the street in the area of Cherry and Nagel in and around moving traffic. Officers say the first time, the mother said her son sneaked out. The son was placed with other family members and there are no other children in the household. The first 8 days of October, College Station police have responded to 26 burglaries. Nearly all of the targets were vehicles. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says before then, the numbers of those crimes were less than the first 9 months last year.
Unfortunately, vehicle burglaries, when they happen, they do tend to happen in spurts. The thieves will target an area, such as a large parking lot, and then strike multiple vehicles at a time, so those tend to show up in groups or in, some patterns.
Flieger invites anyone who sees what they consider suspicious activity to call the department's non-emergency phone number at 764-3600. Thanks to the Austin American-Statesman newspaper, we know that A&M is working with Israeli officials on projects involving petroleum engineering and water development.
The Statesman quoted System Chancellor John Sharp saying, "We are that close," his fingers nearly touching, and expects to make a formal announcement in about 2 weeks. Sharp spoke at a fundraiser in Austin for the Jewish National Fund, which partners on economic development, water, and reforestation projects with organizations in Israel. Sharp says it's going to be something that has never, ever happened between the university and the state of Israel in its history. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A hardware store that's been in downtown Bryan since 1911 is closing. Parkrest and Hardware owner Zane Anderson was a customer first and liked the store enough to buy it in 2005, but he says Bryan is evolving to favor smaller footprint stores.
It's real bittersweet. I think downtown is doing excellent overall, and it's got a great future. I would have preferred to not have to close it down, but that just didn't happen. But I think now there's an opportunity for me to make it into smaller storefronts to divide the property and get some stores in here that are more boutique-type stores.
Anderson says lofts are also a possibility, and he'll keep the sign up if he keeps the property. The store will officially close on or around November 9th. We are about a week away from the federal government running out of borrowing power. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says media reports are wrong about House Democrats having enough Republican votes to pass a clean continuing resolution to end the government shutdown.
We probably have 5 or 6 Republicans that would, so that you get to 205 or 206 in terms of votes for a clean debt ceiling, but it takes 218.
Flores says for those who believe daily tax receipts are enough to pay off debt after the drop-dead date of the 17th, he doesn't know if refinancing old debt can be legally done. Flores says if the old debt can be refinanced, it would be at a higher interest rate, resulting in higher rates throughout the American economy. A former paramedic from the town of West has reached a plea deal on a case involving explosive materials.
The attorney for Bryce Ashley Reed filed papers in court today for a time extension to finalize the deal. He says his client has reached a plea agreement on a case involving the collection of pipe bomb materials. The 31-year-old Reed was arrested May 9th, just weeks after a fertilizer plant explosion in West killed 15 people. Authorities have never confirmed any link between Reed and the blast, but a criminal complaint accused Reed of giving a metal pipe, chemicals, and other materials to someone shortly after the blast. Reed was scheduled to go to trial October 15th. Marley McCormick, TSN News.
Texas is among 17 states with victims of a salmonella outbreak. The U.S. Agriculture Department is threatening to shut down three Foster Farms poultry processing facilities in California. The company has not recalled any of its products after at least 278 people have become ill, mostly in California. None of the Texas victims are from Brazos County, according to the health department. State politicians are out promoting the proposed $2 billion statewide water plan. Governor Perry made his second pitch in as many weeks yesterday at Lake Travis, northwest of Austin. If approved in next month's election, Perry says he'll appoint a new water task force to ensure the state's needs are met for the next 50 years. Down the road in San Antonio, House Speaker Joe Strauss spoke at a Chamber of Commerce luncheon.
We need a reliable supply of water to remain the country's number one job creator as our population swells.
Strauss says the water plan is the most important issue voters will consider in this year's election. Arlington police say when dogs are stolen, they're rarely seen again. That makes a reunion more special. An English bulldog named Maggie has been reunited with her family after she was dognapped from her home more than 4 months ago. Detectives say Maggie was still at the apartment of the burglary suspect, along with some of the other loot taken from the home. WTAW News Time is 8:12. It's 63 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and a family-owned and operated business since 1943, Pioneer Steel prides itself in providing the highest quality products for your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs. Whether you need pipe for fencing at your ranch, a structural metal building package, or a metal roof for your home, trust the experts at Pioneer Steel. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East, call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com today.
Brenham National Bank decided our customers deserve something better than free checking. We added rewards to our free checking and we let you pick the reward. Get a great rate of interest or free iTunes downloads, free bill pay, internet banking, e-statement, and free transactions at any ATM are also included. Before you sign up for an account that's just free, check out BNB's reward checking accounts. Ask us for the details. Brenham National Bank. We make banking fun. Member FDIC.
813 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Big opportunity for you this weekend because the Sleep Number store is open.
Yes, it is. And I'm going to be there.
You are.
Yes, I am.
And people can find out what their numbers are.
Yes, they do. And it's really kind of neat. If you've never seen anything like this, they lay you down on one of the beds. And there's a computer program that reads pressure points in your body. For instance, I'm a 35.
And I'm a 65.
And that's, you know, what is the difference? I don't know. But you lay on the bed, it tells you.
Yeah.
But they've got dual chamber technology, so it'll be different firmness on both sides. And now they've got this thing that amounts to an air conditioner on one or the other side.
Or a heater.
Yeah.
You know, whatever
that's
you have to
need. Very true. Yeah. But they explain that one of the guys that works there, his wife is going through menopause, and it has kept them both very happy.
Yeah, there you
she
go.
Can be infinitely cooler than he is.
Absolutely. It's the Sleep Number store, and the grand opening is coming up this Saturday. So join Kevin at the celebration.
10 to noon.
That's it. They're located right across from Specs on Texas Avenue, right near Harvey Road. Here's the weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system. World's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
High pressure will remain in control of our weather through at least tomorrow. Then a storm system coming out of the southwest may start to bring some moisture our way. We'll have sunshine today with a high of 85. It'll be partly cloudy tonight, 65 to 70. Partly sunny and 85 to 90 tomorrow. Tomorrow night, clouding up. Watch for a shower or two. Lows near 70. Saturday, clouds, some sunshine. We could see a shower or a thunderstorm. Highs on Saturday around 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
That's us. It's 8:15. Julianne's here this morning from the Bryan Animal Shelter Services. And you know what? How are you today, by the way?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
Wonderful. Have you ever played Jethro Trivia?
I think I might have once.
Okay, here we go. We're going to try to keep your record intact, whatever it was. Jethro Trivia is our oddly informative little news quiz that asks a simple question about pop culture and recent current events. It's fun to play. It's easy to win. Today we don't have prizes. It's the annual, so here we go. It's the annual Monaco Yacht Show, attracting the wealthiest of the wealthy. But this year, it wasn't just multi-million dollar yachts being sold. This year, billionaire boat owners were looking to purchase what? Is it A, an ocean liner, B, a submarine, C, a harbor, or D, an island? Again, it's the Monaco Yacht Show, attracting the wealthiest of the wealthy. But this year, it just wasn't the million-dollar yachts. It's something different. This year, billionaire boat owners want to purchase what? Is it A, an ocean liner, B, a submarine, C, a harbor, or D, an island? Kat, you'll go first.
I'm going to go with island because that's cool.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool, wouldn't it? Kevin?
Submarine.
A submarine.
That's
okay.
Cool, too.
Yes, and Julianne?
Well, let's go for an ocean liner.
An ocean liner. So everybody does a different answer. Today, Kevin lucks out. It's a submarine. 7,000-foot-long sailboats equipped with Paris Hilton. Just don't cut it anymore for this 1%.
Oh my gosh.
If you really want to show your stuff, starting at $4.2 million, subs meant to ride alongside your yacht. So you go out far enough, and then you just, you know, hop in that, and then you can go way down.
And then you can say, it costed me $4.2 million.
That's exactly right, and it's not even yellow, so there you go.
So it's like your very own submarine dinghy
for
the
it.
Boat?
Exactly right. That's
do
exactly
right. Do they still use, like, helium in the air when they do subs?
I don't know.
I can't tell you that. I'm not sure, but there you go.
You don't have $2.4
No,
billion.
I don't. I'm not going to worry about that, but I'm sure there'll be pictures out there on the Internet so we can find out about
excellent.
That. All right. In the meantime, what's going on at Bryan Animal Services?
Well, we are having a fantastic month in October.
Uh-huh.
It happens to be Adopt-A-Shelter Dog Month.
Okay.
So we've got a special going on all month long. Dogs are only $30 to adopt. That includes all the regular services. So you can come down to Bryan Animal Center and find you a dog, and a dog or puppy, either one. Only $30 to adopt, and that includes basic vaccinations, deworming, microchip, a heartworm test if they're old enough, and a spay-neuter voucher.
All right, now, I must ask, though, what kind of equal time do we have for cats later on?
Well, we have equal time for the cats,
okay.
Actually.
Okay.
Excellent.
The dogs, you know, don't want to leave their cat friends out. So
uh-huh.
Cats are only $10 to adopt all month long.
Okay.
And that, again, includes all the regular services, everything from vaccinations, deworming, microchips, spay-neuter voucher, or feline testing.
It doesn't do anything to improve the attitude of the cat, though, because it's still a cat.
What?
Right?
Correct.
Thank you. Uh-huh. That's it. So now, what are the hours of operation?
We're open Tuesday through Friday from 12 till 6, and on Saturdays from 12 to 4. And they can view our animals anytime on BryanAnimalCenter.com.
Okay, now, because we have more than one care facility in town, uh-huh. Explain where these animals come from, and likewise, if you see strays in the city of Bryan, what do you do, and that sort of stuff.
Sure. We do have two different animal care facilities in the area, and ours in particular, Bryan Animal Center, is located at 2207 Finfeather. We take in animals that are lost or homeless from the city of Bryan. So anyone within the Bryan city limits is welcome to bring an animal in to us if it's a stray, and we'll certainly try and find their owners and try to get them back home. Now, if they are from outside of Bryan, either College Station or just from Brazos County, they're going to go look over to our friends at Aguiland Humane Society.
Okay, so understand, if it's in the city limits, then y'all are the folks who they need
that's
to deal
it.
With if it's not. All right, if they want some more information, what do they do?
They can give us a call at 979-209-5260 or come visit us, 2207 Finfeather. Visit us online at BryanAnimalCenter.com.
Okay, and all these goodies are good through the month of October, huh?
Through the month of October.
Right.
Dogs and puppies only $30 to adopt. Cats and kittens only $10.
All right, we'll look forward to that. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Julianne here this morning from the Bryan Animal Services, and we visit with the folks from the city of Bryan on Thursdays, and our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly health care coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VanDykeRankin.com.
820 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Chris Dyer joins us from the Arts Council in just a minute.
Howdy, I'm Vic Schaefer, inviting you to my Coaches of Character Golf Classic, benefiting the Hope Pregnancy Center of the Brazos Valley. The Hope Pregnancy Center exists to meet the needs of those facing a crisis pregnancy. Your participation and support in this event helps fund their good work. This year's honoree is Texas A&M Assistant Athletic Trainer and my dear friend, Mike Radar Rickey.
It's October 21st for a great day of golf and to support a good cause. Visit hope.golfreg.com or call 695-9193.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, Chris Dyer here this morning from the Arts Council of the Brazos Valley. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
You have a guest.
Brittany Harden with Brazos Dance Collective with me today, and they have an event this weekend.
Well, welcome to you. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having us.
Tell us about the Dance Collective, a little bit of history on it.
The Brazos Dance Collective has been around for a few years. We were formerly known as the Armstrong Bergeron Dance Company, but we have since evolved. And this is, I think, our third year to have the Brazos Contemporary Dance Festival.
There you go. So when and where is the festival going to be?
It's going to be on campus at Texas A&M University in the new Physical Education and Activity Program Building.
Okay.
It's a beautiful new facility that, after the closing of the Reed Building in G. Raleigh White, where the dance program used to previously be, we've moved out to West Campus next to Penberthy Field.
Okay. Now, what's the format of the program?
Artists and choreographers from all over the state of Texas, including Wild Goose Chase from Fort Worth, Sophonia Dance Company from Houston, and the Houston Met Dance Company, just to name a few.
Do you break it down into different categories of dance, or how do you divide the show?
It's one evening-length show. There should be one intermission, and we're going to feature performances that have been brought by different choreographers and dancers. So it's just a collective event where we're celebrating dance in Texas.
If people want to become a member of the local collective, what do they do?
Fortunately, we'll be teaching a class, actually. Marlana Doyle from the Houston Met will be teaching prior to the performance on Saturday from 3 to 5 p.m. in that dance theater. And so they can come and move. That's for intermediate and advanced dancers. We'll be moving quite quickly. But if you want to come and just enjoy the performances, we'd love to have you out.
If somebody wants to start doing this, I mean, what's the entry-level situation? How do you do that?
Well, we have auditions that happen a couple times throughout the year. So you'll want to go to brazosdance.org. Or follow us on Facebook, Brazos Dance Collective. And if you have any more questions, you can contact Danielle at danielle@brazosdance.org.
How do we spell Danielle?
Danielle.
There you go. All right, so that's coming up this weekend at the new facility out on the A&M campus. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
What else you have for us today?
We just opened our Play Inside the Box exhibit with the Viz department out at Texas A&M. We were a little worried that wouldn't happen. You should have seen the gallery the day before. Wires everywhere, but it's kind of a different direction than we've done in the past. It's very tech savvy, very interactive, very cool stuff. It's going to be something different than most people have seen, and it's actually grad students putting together an installation exhibit that you can really get involved in, and that's only going to be here this month. So you want to get in, check it out, and we're free, acbv.org. Every theater in the Seven County region has a performance coming up in the weekend, and some have them on Thursdays, but our website is the best option for that because there's so many good opportunities going on. It's hard to just list them all out.
You have a calendar, actually. That
we do,
you go through.
And the cool thing about our events calendar is that we have a drop-down menu. It says events, but you can actually select if you want to see what the museums are doing, the theaters, because if you just pull up the regular calendar, it's overwhelming.
Sure.
But you can kind of divide it up a little bit. If you're a music fan or a theater fan or whatever, you can really figure out how to plan your weekend.
There you go. And once again, the website is
acbv.org.
All right. Thanks a bunch. That's Chris Dyer here on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
A lightweight attachment can turn a smartphone into a powerful fluorescent microscope. Idowin Eljan, a professor at the UCLA School of Engineering, is leading its development. The attachment enables an ordinary smartphone to detect incredibly tiny particles.
So that you can visualize through the screen of the phone individual viruses, which are on the order of 100 to 200 nanometers. Extremely small. And just to give you an idea, the human hair diameter is on the order of 100,000. Nanometers.
That's not to say that you just snap a picture of the virus. The attachment lights up a liquid or solid sample with a laser and captures fluorescent light from the particles it's looking for. The device weighs about 6.5 ounces. Potential applications range from detecting disease-causing germs to scanning for traces of bomb material. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
In downtown Bryan, we have this great place called the Chocolate Gallery. If you haven't been there, they're on North Main, 211 North Main. Stop in and see them because you can watch them actually making the goodies in the back. You can see they have glass panels on, about 4 or 5 glass panels that you can stand and watch the homemade chocolates and the pastries being made here in the heart of downtown Bryan. Everything is made from scratch at the Chocolate Gallery. There are no artificial flavors. They do designer cookies and cupcakes. There are handmade chocolate truffles. They do bonbons. They do caramel corn, toffee. They make marshmallows, and you can learn more and more about chocolate because chocolate is like, it's similar to wine in that there are different flavors, there are different tastes, there are different flavor notes depending on where the chocolate comes from. And they can take you through that and explain it to you. And then inside the Chocolate Gallery is Sienna's Cakes. You can get custom cakes for weddings or any other kind of special occasions. And you know what? They have cake decorating classes so that you can grow up and do that too. Grow up, meaning if you're a kiddo, they have that. You can book, in fact, a private party to decorate cookies and cakes and cupcakes if you want to do that. If you're a grown-up and you want to learn how to do it, then they'll show you that. And also they have a retail shop where you can buy all the cake decorating stuff that you need. And don't forget, First Fridays are always a fun time to stop in and see them. Again, they've got a website if you'd like to go to it. It's bcschocolategallery.com, bcschocolategallery.com. 211 North Main, it's the Chocolate Gallery.
The Aggie Report is next.
For 20 years, the Learfield Sports Directors Cup has been recognizing the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division,
men's and women's sports.
Each year, this award has remained the crowning achievement in college athletics, honoring the extraordinary efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook, find us in USA Today, on Twitter at LS Directors Cup, or online. 2 decades of excellence. The Learfield Sports Directors Cup.
Texas A&M and Ole Miss kick off at 7:30 on Saturday night, 6:30 broadcast time on this station. From the Kevin Sumlin Radio Show, clarification on the situation as far as the fine young receiver Ricky Seals-Jones is concerned. The 6'5 freshman from Sealy has had surgery, and the coach talked about him on a question from the show.
He would have gone on the trip last week, but he had surgery a week before that. We didn't want to. I talked to him. He wanted to go, and air pressure, things like that, blood clotting, all that kind of stuff. We left him at home. He went back home, but he's in great spirits. And as I told him, I said, the worst thing that can happen to you is to have the success that Mike Evans had as a redshirt freshman. The thing that you have is you played and actually scored in a game earlier this year, and he'll have a medical redshirt and still have amazingly 4 more years to play.
I'm Dave South, and that's your Aggie Report.
If you or your loved one is considered homebound, under the care of a physician, and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive serves the 9-county area, including offices in Brenham, Belleville, Burton, and Hempstead, and has on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualifications and more information.
Numbers-starved markets get some government data. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. There was a big jump last week in the number of workers filing new claims for unemployment benefits, but a lot of qualifiers are included with the Labor Department data. New claims jumped by 66,000 to 374,000. The report notes California is still experiencing problems processing applications, and many layoffs were related to the government shutdown. Treasury Secretary Jacob Lew goes before the Senate Finance Committee today. He plans to warn lawmakers about the dangers of playing chicken with the debt ceiling. Two internet telephone companies are merging. Vonage Holdings is buying Vocalocity for $130 million. Vonage primarily serves households. Most Vocalocity customers are businesses. And Hershey is launching its first new brand in 30 years. A line of soft caramels will be introduced simultaneously in the U.S. and China under the brand name Lancaster. Stock market futures are higher. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
We live in a world where entire fortunes can disappear in seconds. There is, however, one investment so safe, no investor has ever lost a dime of principal or a nickel of interest. Municipal bonds backed by the leader in bond insurance, Assured Guaranty. With a quarter century of experience and $12 billion in claims-paying resources, ask your financial advisor about Assured Guaranty. For investors who embrace possibilities, but invest in certainties.
Why does business manager Mike Davis stay at La Quinta Inns and Suites? Because only with La Quinta's instant hold can Mike reserve a room at the last minute with just one finger and his phone number. And the next day during his business review, you know what he does?
Ladies and gentlemen, the stylings of Mike Davis.
Sales forecast for this quarter look good. Up 20% like you knew that they would.
He gets everyone jazzed up. La Quinta takes care of you so you can take care of business. Instant hold at LQ.com today.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 64 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A three-year-old found playing in the street led College Station police to arrest the mother for child abandonment and endangerment. Officers were called twice in 3 hours yesterday to reports of the boy outside unsupervised. The second time, two blocks from home in the area of Nagel and Cherry, a witness told officers the boy was on his bike weaving in and out of traffic and was almost being struck by motorists. 28-year-old Ebony Wilson told police her son sneaked out the first time and had no explanation for leaving the second time. There were no other children in the household and the boy was placed with family members after Wilson was arrested. Three teenagers and four adults were arrested last night by College Station police on a variety of charges that included aggravated kidnapping and aggravated robbery. Two different incidents yesterday, including stolen vehicles, stolen drugs, hit-and-run crashes, and being run off the road, culminated with arrests at the Southgate Village Apartments. Witnesses reported that someone was being led away at gunpoint after a fight involving handguns. The police report is available online at WTAW.com. Higher interest rates may be in our future. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says that may be the cost of refinancing federal debt if the debt ceiling is not raised by the 17th.
They may demand higher interest rates to cover that potential risk that it doesn't have the full credit. And if Treasury interest rates go up, then all other interest rates go up. And so you wind up with this spiraling effect of the economy that causes greater and greater uncertainty.
In the meantime, Flores says there's polling data that shows the president's position of not negotiating over the budget and the debt ceiling is backfiring. Flores says media reports are wrong about House Democrats having enough Republican votes to pass a clean continuing resolution, one which places no conditions to end the government shutdown. The first 3 days of this week, there were 17 vehicle burglaries in College Station. Police Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says thieves are like everyone else in the respect that we all like to go shopping.
And they'll look around for targets, and if they have an easier target to get into, one that's unlocked or windows down, they're more likely to strike that. If they see items in plain view, they're more likely to attempt to strike that vehicle as well, because then they know that they can at least get their hands on something.
Up until the last couple of weeks, College Station had fewer burglaries compared to the same period last year. With some of the thefts taking place in residential neighborhoods, Flieger suggests getting to know your neighbors and looking out for each other. A Bryan store closing its doors after 102 years of business doesn't mean that downtown as a whole is doing poorly, so says Parker Aston Hardware's owner, Zane Anderson. Anderson says it's hard for small retail stores to compete with the big national stores, but there are new kinds of opportunities, particularly for boutiques.
There's a lot of good things happening in downtown. It's sad that the old hardware store is leaving and the old pharmacy next door to us left a couple months ago. So it's hard to see the old stores moving out, but it's the future is with smaller type stores in the downtown that are more specialty that people will come down here for.
Anderson, who bought the store 8 years ago, says if he keeps the property, he'll divide it into smaller stores or lofts for tenants. The 10,000 square foot store, which is undergoing a massive clearance sale, will officially close on or around November 9th. In about 2 weeks, details could be revealed of a collaboration between A&M and Israel on water development and petroleum engineering projects.
The Austin American-Statesman quoted A&M System Chancellor John Sharp as saying, "Oh God, I wish I could tell you." Sharp told an Austin audience the deal depends on the resolution of one little bitty thing involving Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, President Shimon Peres, and the peace process. Chancellor spoke at a fundraiser for the Jewish National Fund, which partners with organizations in Israel on water, economic development, and reforestation projects. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A Huntsville woman has died in a crash in Virginia. Authorities say 86-year-old Irene Elliser was not wearing a seatbelt while riding in a minivan that was hit by an SUV that crossed the center line. The driver of the SUV was Jacqueline Badger Mars, an owner of the Mars Candy Company founded by her father, and someone ranked by Forbes magazine as the world's seventh richest woman. A former paramedic in West, scheduled to go on trial next week on federal charges of possessing materials to make a pipe bomb, has reached a plea agreement. The attorney representing Bryce Reed filed paperwork in federal court for more time to finalize the deal. Reed was arrested 3 weeks following the fertilizer plant explosion. Authorities have never announced any link between Reed and the blast, of which the cause has been listed as undetermined. The criminal complaint accused Reed of giving a metal pipe, chemicals, and other materials to someone weeks after the blast. And from Odessa, a student at Permian High School was caught with two loaded handguns and ammunition in his backpack. Why the 16-year-old sophomore brought the weapons to school has not been determined. Another student tipped off administrators. The discovery did not prompt a lockdown at the school, which has 2,300 students. The accused was taken to a youth detention center. WTAW News Time is 8:37 at 64 degrees. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There's not much a man, his son, his father, and maybe even his grandson agree about, other than the Aggies and Sonny's Barbershop. They all know how good their hair looks when they trust it to the professional barbers at Sonny's. No matter what your age or how you like to wear your hair, the next time you need a haircut, find out yourself how great a pro can make you look. Experience the Sonny's difference. Just go to Sonny's. Sonny's Barbershop on Villa Maria, across from the Tejas Center.
Now is the time to shop the Irvin Miller Bedroom Sale, going on this month at Amish Furniture for Generations. Take 10% off beautiful Irvin Miller bedroom selections. Choose from 13 different styles, including the number one bestseller, Arts and Crafts Mission Style. If you've been waiting for the right time to purchase bedroom furniture, that time is now. 10% off Irvin Miller Bedroom Furniture at Amish Furniture for Generations on Boonville Road, just past Kroger. Hurry in. Sale ends soon.
Dad, go long.
Dad, meatball's filling the ball again.
That meatball loves football as much as you're going to love our season of savings,
where you can get a new Super Duty from Team Ford discount $11,000 or a new Ford Escape for $21,888.
Nice price.
Plus, we've got new Ford Fusions for $288 a month.
Nice price.
If you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamandavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike. Team in Avasota, where you always get a
nice price.
RV Station is blowing out all their campers. New campers are on the way, so we gotta make room for them. Do you know how big these suckers are? Get the best prices of the year on the best brands in the country. This is the sale of the year. It is a blowout. It is magnormous.
Check us out online, rvstationonline.com, 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway, Bryan, USA.
Take me camping.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it with a wide variety of truck accessories, spray-in bed liners, grill guards, toolboxes, goosenecks, and more. The best products well within your budget. We can also powder coat patio furniture, old iron beds, and wheels, just to name a few. All with quick turnaround and straightforward answers to your questions. Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
Good morning. It's 840. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling. 8 to 8 service. That means overtime coverage for you and your family. No overtime charges. After work, if you come home and the unit's not working, don't worry. You've still got time to get somebody out there before the end of the day. Call Barker's Heating and Cooling at 690-2278.
High pressure remains in control with lots of sunshine today. Highs will be up around 85 degrees. It should be partly cloudy throughout the area tonight, 65 to 70. Partly sunny, turning a little warmer into tomorrow. Highs will be 85 to 90. Tomorrow night, clouds will be on the increase. There could even be a shower. Lows will be around 70. For Saturday, a mixture of clouds and sun, 85 with the risk of a shower or a thunderstorm. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Superman?
There you go.
I love this kind of music.
Yeah, yeah.
John Williams.
Yeah.
It's a bird, it's a plane, it's Super Scott.
Right out of a Hollywood movie, a pilot falls ill and you have to land the plane. It happened in a small plane over the eastern UK where the pilot became too ill to fly. That's when...
Isn't that what co-pilots are for?
That's when a passenger, apparently there wasn't one, with no prior training had to take over.
Oh my gosh.
Two flight instructors were called in to coach the new pilot down to the ground. The newbie pilot, an obvious quick learner, circled the runway several times before bringing the Cessna to the ground. The landing was successful.
Wow.
Yeah.
As somebody that has flight training, any landing you can walk away from is a good landing.
Right,
how did they choose that one person?
I don't know. It was a Cessna. I guarantee you it was probably the only other person in there.
Okay.
It was an itty-bitty plane, probably. So there you are. A British businesswoman named Alex Fontaine has tried a variety of ways to lose weight, but had her eureka moment when a rogue skunk ruined a buffet by emitting a foul smell. And realizing that our appetites are linked to smells, Alex developed a smelly spray to prevent her from eating sweeter fatty foods called Stink Yourself Slim.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. I'd love to hear the commercial for that. Using the spray, this stench the unhealthy foods, thereby putting people off of consuming them because they smell. Mm. According to Ms. Fontaine, the method of dieting has worked, and she's lost over 20 pounds.
Wow. See, I like skunk smell. I mean, I think she'd have to use something like sour.
Go ahead. I want to hear more about that.
I don't know. It's just kind of a comforting. You're driving at night in the countryside. Burnt coffee smells worse than skunks. Don't you ever burnt coffee? Boy, that stinks.
You said comforting and skunk stink in the same sentence.
Because it's like, I don't know, it reminds me of driving at night.
Hello.
Hey, Scott, you left out one important factor about that airplane landing.
Tell me.
He did it at night.
Oh, wow.
That's really impressive. I'm wondering if it was a video game player.
The smell is comforting.
I mean, in a certain way. I'm not saying like I would enjoy going out of my way to smell it.
Hello.
Whatever cat's drinking, make sure she stops.
Man, I'm telling you. Got to get those meds balanced. All right.
Holy cats.
Make it what?
What? Just the skunk smell thing. I'm still throwing off on that.
Okay.
No.
Making beer can be a wasteful process. The grain used to make beer is often left over and used as fertilizer or feed for livestock.
Yes.
Okay. That's changing. Regrained is a granola bar-like product that uses spent grain, honey, and almonds. The first, which is honey almond IPA, made with grain to brew IPAs from Half Moon Bay Brewing Company. I know them. I like them.
They're not bad.
Honey and almonds. The second, which is chocolate coffee stout using semi-sweet chocolate, finely ground coffee beans, and dark grain malt that was used to create oatmeal cookie stout. Regrained says that the spent grain is loaded up with fiber and protein and uniquely tasty, which means it tastes like crap. And Or it tastes like skunk smell. I'm just saying, uniquely tasty does not sound good. That uniquely thing kind of scares you. Our mission is to use it to bake products with a purpose, bringing its offerings full cycle. The 12 pack costs $22. Yeah, that's pretty. That's like California, man, because you know they're bringing it full circle.
That is some expensive flipping beer.
Yep. Can U.S. American women finally have it all? Maybe, but they'd like to have a nap too, despite despite trends to strides toward gender equity. A new survey from the Pew folks, it's Pew like skunk odor. Shows women still shoulder more work at home and feel more fatigued by their daily grind. Whether at work or at home, and even at leisure, moms said that they felt more exhausted than the dads. Dads devote more time to caring for children and keeping up with the house than they used to, but they still lag far behind the moms, who spend almost twice as many hours on those tasks weekly. So, what are fathers good for? Get out of the way.
That's a dangerous question.
It really is. Well, the survey shows they still spend more time working for pay on average than moms do. When it comes to cooking and cleaning, moms do more than dads. We knew that. But dads are chipping in a few more hours of household repairs and maintenance, like mowing the lawn. Mm. Oh, aren't we wonderful? We are just so good. We're just the bestest guys in the world.
Les Miserables, one of the greatest musicals of all time, is coming to the Theater Company of Bryan College Station. The Theater Company's production of Les Miserables runs 3 weekends starting September 27th. Go to theatercompany.com, that's theater with an R-E, company.com, and purchase tickets for this show as well as season tickets. Les Miserables is underwritten by Brazos Valley Urgent Care and Element Retirement and Investment Consultants. The Theater Company in Bryan, on Villa Maria behind Joanne's Fabrics in the Tejas Center.
Hi, this is Debbie Davis. I have a show on Sunday morning that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness is a program that interviews local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from the Brazos Valley. Tune in each week for new interviews and tips for your family. If you have an idea for the show, we'd love to include it on the air. Send it to idea@brazoswellness.com. Be sure to listen Sunday morning at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
John Deere Z-Trek zero-turn mowers are the ultimate mowing machines, and at Sioux Falls Prater, they come with the ultimate in financing, too. Get 0% financing for 60 months on a John Deere Z-Trek 915B zero-turn mower. Mow like the pros do with fast, easy mowing, plus an offer that can't be beat. Find the location nearest you online at cptractor.com.
Offer ends 10/25/13, subject to approved credit on John Deere Financial Installment Plan. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details. Up to 10% down payment may be required.
Get it started. My business runs on efficiency, and today I found my secret weapon, the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team helped us upgrade our credit card processing, and we saved a bundle. Didn't charge us a dime for new equipment. Our profit is up, and so am I.
Introducing the new OfficeMax Services Center. Get your first $5,000 of credit card processing free and save up to 15% or more on your monthly charges through North American Bank Card. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
848 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Now, if brides are going to spend so much effort and money on their wedding dresses, they may as well get the most out of them, right? Enter Jennifer Salvage. Jennifer Salvage. What a cool name. She definitely gotten her money's worth out of her wedding dress with a photo project called One Dress, One Woman, One World. She's embarked on wearing her, and right after she got married, she and her husband started traveling. So what they did, they've embarked on this project where she will wear her wedding dress at exotic locations or in outrageous situations all over the world. Wedding dresses traveled with the couple, a couple on many of their trips that they made in the last few years. While some of the pictures show the bride posing prettily against beautiful backgrounds, they've also captured her doing other things like dog sledding in Iceland and snorkeling in the Bahamas.
Oh, how fun.
In a wedding gift.
Is this dress pretty gross by now?
I don't know. I'm not sure. And again, taking care of it, packing it up, sending it with them wherever they go, maybe a little bit of a problem, but still kind of neat. What are the odds that somebody marries their high school sweetheart? Facebook wanted to know. So they ran the numbers.
5-10%?
They discovered 15% of their users went to the same high school as their spouse.
Huh.
There's a better chance you'll marry the person that you meet in college. 28% college sweethearts got married. So that would make sense, you know, just a little bit. farther down the line.
What about the other 40-something percent?
They just happen to bump into him at a bar.
I'm doing something wrong then.
Well, that's it. Yeah, got to be hanging out at bars. That's it. Well, but again, then if you want to go ahead and do the metrics on that, I mean, how big was the high school that you went to, too?
Sure.
Does that matter? And I don't know in what degree. I mean, how about the high school that has 102 students in the school, or the one that has 122,000 students? Not that, but I mean, in other words, a really big school or a really small school. What are the chances? What are the chances? And I would think that smaller schools, you have a better chance to do that. Because, you know, smaller schools, maybe in smaller towns, people don't leave town. They just kind of, you know, the circle stays close-knit.
The bigger school, you have a bigger pond of fish to
choose
the
other from. That's the other way to look at it, too. I mean, if you want to marry a fish, that's probably right. But I know what you're saying. But I'm not sure. I mean,
skunk.
Yeah, but I'm not sure. I could see the logic in either one of those things. All right, how about a garage sale from OPA?
The OPA?
Are you serious?
OPA having a garage sale. The Daily Mail in the UK reports that the Queen of Talk will be getting rid of some of her goodies, her $85 million estate in Santa Barbara, California. Fans can bid on plaid green couch, European antiques, Louis XV armchairs, and other fancy things. OPA revealed early this year that her taste is evolving, and things like gilded mirrors and marble urns and lavish carpets aren't true to myself. Proceeds will go to her cause, which is the OPA Winfrey Leadership Academy Foundation College Fund. You know what that means? You won't be able to haggle. I mean, hey, the chair says $15,500. I'm telling you it's $15,500. Don't be coming in here offering me $12,000, okay? Not going to do it. I'm not sure that'll work, but that's fine. Company that created the Mall of America, developing the craziest mall in the world for North Jersey, the proposed American Dream Meadowlands will offer indoor skiing and indoor water parks and an amusement park complete with a Ferris wheel, a $1.8 billion project, if funding can be secured, would span 2.3 million square feet. The Canadian company 555 is developing it. Rack.com says they envision skydiving wind tunnels and Cirque du Soleil performances. In the mall? Okay. We were talking a little while ago off the air, Kevin and I were, about artists and how artists can be different. Artists look at the world in a different way.
We were?
There's an artist whose next gallery show will be inside a lady's ear canal.
In her ear hole.
In her ear hole. This is for real. According to New York Magazine, the artist Joe Sola will place 6 teeny tiny oil paintings inside the ear canal gap of Hollywood art gallery owner Tiff Siegfried's. The gallery owner will then sit at a desk in the gallery while onlookers peer inside her ear. The 6 paintings are all 4/64 by 5/64 inches. That's itty bitty. No earwax was used in the making of the paintings, just saying. They're all oil paintings.
Oh my gosh.
The artist told the website Art in America that he had to use a stereo microscope to create his own brushes to handle the granules of paint. He said he ended up using 12-millimeter acupuncture needles, the smallest size available. Even then, he had to sand the tip down even further to be small enough to create the paintings. The paintings inside Miss Siegfried's ear on display in Hollywood through November 9th. No word if you should bring your own, you know, scope to look in there and see it. This particular story had a link to 3 of the pictures. They're really lousy pictures, I think, but, you know, art is whatever you perceive it to be.
Sure.
But, I mean, in what world? You know, I want to put these in your ear. Is that okay? Can I just put them in your ear?
No.
And you just sit right here and just let people look in your ear? Would that be all right? That work?
Still no.
If you've been waiting for the perfect time to purchase your next vehicle, the time is now. And it's only at Caldwell Country Chevrolet. Take advantage of Caldwell Country's demo blowout sale with up to $12,000 off on select models currently in stock. Tahoes, Suburbans, Silverados, Malibus, Impalas. A select few up to $12,000 off and all must be sold this month at Caldwell Country Chevrolet. It's the Caldwell Country Chevrolet demo blowout sale. And it's this month only. Hurry, these deals won't last long. Caldwell Country Chevrolet, endorsed by R.C. Slocum.
Did you ever try to dial a cell phone with gloves on? Ever had a job site without cell service? And what if you need to get a message to a whole crew at once? The only way to make this happen is with a two-way system from Skyline Communications. Skyline radios have expanded range, tough durable handsets, and no data charges. Let Skyline show you the cost-effective way to stay in touch. Don't spend money on data or cracked glass on your phones. Call Charles Culver at Skyline Communications, 775-2-WAY. That's 775-2929. Serving businesses for 33 years.
Dixie Tire Company in downtown Bryan has the best set of tires to fit your vehicle and your pocketbook. For a complete line of tires in stock, stop by Dixie Tire Company on William Joel Bryant or call them at 775-8473. That's 775-TIRE.
It's time to go back in time. Bud Light presents the Texas Renaissance Festival, beginning Saturday, October the 12th through December the 1st, including Thanksgiving Friday. Share in the merriment of hundreds of live performances, the taste of over 1,000 foods, and the fun of dozens of games and rides throughout the 8 magically themed weekends. Raise a tankard as we open the festival in true Oktoberfest style, October 12th and 13th. Brought to you by Bud Light. Huzzah!
Hi, I'm Allison Windham with Windham Construction. The promise of fall brings football games, school gatherings, and the holidays. Want your home to look its best? Windham Construction can help. Consider closing in your porch for the perfect fall setting. It provides flexible living space and eliminates dust and insects. We offer an exclusive window screen system that allows you a myriad of ways to expose or close out the elements. Perfect for entertaining guests or just relaxing. Whatever your dream project may be, kitchens, bathrooms, or updating for fall guests, call us today. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
It isn't easy to build stuff and look good doing it. Building stuff takes sweat and dirt and grease and even fire. Things that don't go well with ascots and pashminas. Fortunately, there's the 2014 Tundra. Of course, it's got its legendary dependability, but now it's completely redesigned with rugged looks and top-shelf interior. There's tons of new technology, too, like the available Entune system, Bluetooth, and standard backup camera. Hard not to look good while you're listening to your favorite tunes, talking hands-free, and parking the boat trailer like a boss. And if the standard Tundra wasn't handsome enough, they've got the special edition, Tundra Platinum Edition, and the even more over-the-top 1794 edition. Nothing this tough ever looked this good. So get to your local Toyota dealer today and see what all the fuss is about. Lease a new 2014 Tundra Double Cab V8 for only $309 a month for 36 months with $1,999 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states ends 11/4/13.
There are always great footlong values at Subway, like October's featured $5 footlong. Molto bene, the spicy Italian. A robusto blend of salami, pepperoni, and your choice of veggies. Or try the Tuscan Chicken Melt $6 footlong special with herb-seasoned grilled chicken strips topped with a tangy balsamic vinaigrette. Try them both on new, freshly baked garlic bread. Nothing stacks up to Subway footlongs. Mwah! Subway, eat fresh.
Plus applicable tax prices and participation may vary. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Additional charge for extras.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW. You know, we always try to have some sort of a underpinning framework to the show, and now making a perfect circle today. As we began the show with a police chase having to do with food that you ate, we closed the show with a police chase having to do with the food you ate. An Ohio man driving at 3 times the legal alcohol limit led police on a chase so he could finish his big
I read wow. that.
Officer tried to stop 31-year-old Randall Miller for pulling out of a McDonald's drive-thru in Brunswick, Ohio, but the subject failed to stop, according to police reports. Pulled over a few minutes later, slurred driver that he was too drunk and he just wanted to eat his Big Mac before he stopped. Continue to chase me so I can eat my healthy food that doesn't smell like skunk spray.
No. What?
You know, we were talking yesterday about Tony Shalhoub.
Yes.
It was his birthday, and I couldn't remember the name of that show. Doesn't matter. They've already canceled it.
Oh, really?
It's called We Are Men. I mean, they gave this thing 2 episodes, and that's gone. It's out of here.
Wow.
Forget that. That's exactly how bad it was. And that a cappella singing competition, the Sing Off, is coming.